patients and families are Stoughton Hospital's number one priority. To provide trusted health information to our patients and community, we present Stoughton Hospital Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
Congestive heart failure is one of the most common reasons for hospital admissions among those 65 years and older. However, this condition is not limited to seniors by any means. My guest today is Dr. Premraj Makuni. He's a cardiologist with Stoughton Dean Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Makuni. So tell us, for the listeners, what is congestive heart failure? They hear the word heart failure and they think heart attack, but they're two completely different things, yes?
Yes. Congestive heart failure is a kind of broad general description of a state where your heart is inefficient. Basically, the heart's not able to keep up with doing its job well. And the heart's job is to keep the blood circulating. And if you're not able to circulate the blood, then the blood's going to back up. And when blood backs up, you see the consequences of that. So just like if your sump pump doesn't work in your basement starts to get a little soggy. The same way, if your heart doesn't work, the blood flows from the lungs to the heart, so your lungs get a little soggy, so it becomes difficult to breathe, and the blood from your body comes back to your heart, so if your heart's not able to move that efficiently, the blood backs up and you start to get swelling of the legs, swelling of the arms, fluid accumulating in the belly, etc. So it's kind of a broad general term that describes inefficiency of the heart, and it frequently is used as a broad general term for any situation in which you have fluid overload, meaning just water accumulating within your body, although that's often incorrect because there's actually many different reasons why water collects within the body, like kidney failure or low albumin or whatever it might be. But congestive heart failure refers to a state of heart inefficiency.
I really appreciate your analogy of the sump pump because that is how I sometimes explain it myself to my heart patients. So that's such a great analogy. Now, when someone hears the word heart failure, right away they freak out and think that this isn't something that they can live with. It's a chronic condition in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, and I try to impress on patients that really the term failure is a misnomer because When you say failure, the implication is that there's no turning back, that it's the end,
right.
And there's a finality to that word. And there are some patients with advanced heart failure who do have severe heart failure that is beyond treatments or can be very challenging, but there's a whole series of stages leading up to that where a lot can be done and patients can have good results. So I prefer to call it inefficiency rather than failure, because failure has this connotation that you're done, and that's not true.
I'm right there with you. I think that's wonderful to call it inefficiency. What do you do for heart inefficiency, Dr. Makuni, when someone comes to you with some of those symptoms you described, you know, shortness of breath, swelling in the legs and extremities, some of these things, what do you do? What's the first line of defense?
The first thing you have to do is figure out what's really causing the problems. Number one, is it really the heart or is it something else? And there's a few simple tests that you can do in order to figure that out. An echocardiogram is an ultrasound scan of your heart, just like you get baby pictures of babies in the uterus. Similarly, you can get pictures of the heart within your chest, and you see the heart moving, and you can make various measurements to look at how the heart's functioning. So that would be one of the first tests you'd want to get. And there's also a blood test called BNP, which stands for brain natriuretic peptide. But the BNP is another test that your physician might order in order to figure out how much heart failure is contributing to the problems that you're experiencing. So the first thing is to figure out why you have heart failure. Is it a weakening of the heart muscle? Because about 50% of the patients who have congestive heart failure don't actually have a weakening of the heart muscle with this they actually have a stiffening of the heart muscle. So that's treated differently compared to patients with a weakening of the heart muscle. And there are other patients with congestive heart failure who might have a valve problem that leads to the symptoms. There are other patients who might have a layer of fluid around their heart or another kind of stiffening of the outer layers of the heart. So there's a few different things that could potentially lead to the symptoms of congestive heart failure. And the first thing to do is to figure out what's causing it so that we can plan the rest of the care and plan the further evaluation of the problem.
Give us some of your best pieces of advice, Dr. Makuni, for people who are living with congestive heart failure, whether they are on medication or what is it you want them to do for their behaviors and lifestyle modifications. Should they be limiting their sodium because that retains water and you want to make sure, you know, what is it that they should be doing?
Yeah, congestive heart failure is a chronic condition. So one of the first things that we see is there are many patients who we initiate treatment on, and they start to get better, and they feel great. And I had a patient like this yesterday, for example, who said, I feel great. Do I need to continue my medications? And what I told him is, just because a plant looks good, are you going to stop watering the plant? You're not, because you need to keep the plant going. And that's what your medications are doing in congestive heart failure. So the first important thing is to have a chronic disease management program for the congestive heart failure. There are various aspects to congestive heart failure treatment. There are various medications we use. And the medications are actually blood pressure medications, but they're not being used for blood pressure. They're being used for heart failure. They're the same medicines. And another thing that patients often complain to me about is they say, why am I on all these blood pressure medicines? Well, they're blood pressure medicines because that's what they were labeled as originally, but they're being used for you for heart failure because these medicines have been proven to improve the functioning of the heart and decrease your chances of dying, et cetera, in heart failure. So these medicines help with heart failure, and very often patients start to feel better once they're on these medicines, and they say, I don't need to keep taking these. My blood pressure is normal. I don't need these pills. They stop taking them. I see them 2 years later, and it's much more difficult to try and scale back and catch up on things. So it's very important to work with your providers to have a plan of care and to make sure that the medications are brought up to the appropriate doses. Sometimes you're on blood pressure medicines where the dose keeps going up even though your blood pressure is normal and you're wondering why, and that's because it's not being used for blood pressure, it's being used for heart failure, and that's the way in which you treat heart failure. You have to bring them up to the right doses. So medications are an important part of this care. Your fluid balance is very important, and as a part of managing that, you really have to check your weights daily, keep a weight diary, and have a good understanding of how your weights fluctuate over time. If you have sudden rises in weight or sudden losses of weight, it frequently means that there are water shifts that are contributing to this rather than, you know, weight gain due to fat or whatever. So keeping track of your weight is an important way to say, yes, I've gained weight all of a sudden, and maybe I need a bit more water pill to offload some of the fluid that's accumulating within me, because sometimes if you wait too long, it becomes a lot more difficult to get rid of that excess fluid that's been accumulating within you. So we always encourage our patients to buy a scale to check their weight daily. We discuss with them dietary aspects like keeping a low-salt diet, et cetera, which helps regulate the amount of fluid that accumulates within you. And these days, exercise has also started emerging as a very important aspect of heart failure management. And Medicare recently approved an exercise program called Phase 2 Cardiac Rehabilitation, where you actually go for 3 sessions a week. You go to cardiac rehab. They have a set program for you where they help you regain your ability to exercise, where they help you basically help your body adjust to your heart failure, regain strength, decrease fatigue, and improve your outcomes in the end.
How beautifully put, and what great information in just the last minute. Dr. McCooney, if you would, give your best advice to people suffering from heart failure or heart inefficiency and why they should come to Stoughton Dean Clinic for their care.
So first, the first piece of advice is to the patients themselves. This is a chronic problem, and the only way you're going to gain success over it is if you take a proactive stance in the problem. So half the onus of taking care of the problem is always going to lie with you. That's the only way to be on top of it. At Stoughton Dean Clinic and at Stoughton Hospital, we have an excellent cardiac rehabilitation program at the Stoughton Hospital, and at Dean Clinic, you've got providers. And between the two sections and also with our extended network, we're able to provide you all the comprehensive heart failure care that you need. And I think you'll find that by staying in touch with your practitioners, keeping up with your appointments, and following a chronic disease management plan, you're going to do very well.
Thank you so much. It really is great information. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. For more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.